Yeah, I mean, I think you have to be real about the expectations with all those guys, and then hold them at the same time, hold them to a standard of what they're capable of at this time, based on those expectations that are realistic. So the whole key is the consistency with what's being taught, you know, consistency with seeing improvement each day, and maybe just a reminder that every single one of those plays we're watching, whether it's ones, twos, or threes, split group, one group. And I just think there's a way of practicing that they just need to understand. You know, playing the specific drills, having an awareness that we're in a third down period, we're in a red zone period, we're in a 2-minute period, we're in a move the ball period. Each one of those periods has a different urgency to it and different little games within the game. And I just think there needs to be an understanding of that, and that's what some of the conversations in the film sessions have been about. But we just want to see improvement from those guys week to week. I feel good about the veterans that we have in the room. You know, I thought Randall had one of his better practices at camp today. Sammy had two great practices last week against the Saints. Allen's been very consistent for us. It's just that next group of guys, you know, who's going to step up and get playing time out of that next group of three.
How far behind is Christian this day?
I thought he was pretty good yesterday. I thought he was pretty good today. So he asks a lot of questions. He cares about it. He comes over and, you know, tries to get on the same page. And if anything happened, whether it's good or bad, indifferent. So I enjoy his approach. But he's got a different skill set. He's a big body who can run, and you just got to get him a little more consistent, I think, tracking the ball down the field. But he made a nice play in the 2-minute right there. So the thing that I've seen with him is just mentally the improvement from day to day. Yesterday we did a kind of spur of the moment adjustment in a period, and I told him what to do in the huddle, and it's something he's never done before, and he went out and did it perfect. And it's those little things like that that start to gain that trust and that confidence and get you excited about things. Now Dobbs done a lot of really nice things, but I think the standard for him is not going to be maybe the standard for a normal rookie that we've had here in the past, especially in the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. You know, because he's going to be expected to play based on his performance so far in camp. So we got to hold him to a standard that I know he's capable of reaching. But he cares about it. He's a great kid. He's made some instinctual plays that you just can't really coach. You know, he ran in and back out in the game, and at the top of the route, you know, there's a guy right there, and instead of kind of drifting on it and letting the guy make the play, he comes hard back to the ball, strong hands, and that's, you know, you like seeing those plays. It gives you confidence, and I'm not throwing him that ball, but it gives you confidence that he's capable of doing some things that might not be on the paper offense.